This Deadly Choices Radio podcast is sponsored by Deadly Choices. A deadly choice is a healthy choice.
You're tuned to Deadly Choices Radio with your host, Sinead Clements.
Which way, everyone? You're listening to the Deadly Choices Radio on 98.9 FM for the best country. And I'm your host, Sinead. I'm a proud Kalkadoon, Birra and Jitterbal woman from far north Queensland. And before I go ahead, I'd like to acknowledge and pay my respects to the traditional custodians of the land of which we're broadcasting from today. So welcome to the Deadly Choices Radio, our hourly show dedicated towards mob making deadly choices. Remember, Deadly Choices is all about eating healthy, remaining active in our mind, body and spirit, ensuring we keep up to date with our 715 health checks, resisting any temptations to take up smoking or taking the right steps to quit smoking for you and your mob. So in the studio today, we have the General Manager for IUIH Connect Plus, Sarah Duke, and a Nurse Care Coordinator, Elizabeth Knudsen. I also will be joined a bit later by Deadly Choices Ambassadors, and we'll have a yarn about last year and all the things coming up this year. Plus, we'll be hearing from our regular doctor, Dr. Richard Mills, dialing in from the Goodner Clinic to discuss all things COVID and, I guess, update us about the vaccine rollout as well. So, Lizzie, who's your mob, where you're from, and what do you do within IUIH Connect Plus?
Yeah, hi, everyone. So my name's Lizzie, and my families are Louis and Gila. I was born and raised in Cairns, but my family's from Erub, Darnley Island in the Torres Strait. I am a nurse and a care coordinator with IUE Connect Plus.
Deadly. And Sarah, let me know what you do within IUH Connect Plus, and I guess where you're from.
Hi, everyone. My name's Sarah. So I'm the general manager for an awesome program called IUE Connect Plus. And I'm from Brisbane.
Deadly. So last year was massive, really huge for a lot of our essential workers. Tell us a bit about your 2020. And first of all, actually, I should give you guys a big clap for today. And thank you for coming in and having a yarn, because our essential workers were exactly that. They got us through last year. So, you know, tell us kind of how 2020 was for you, Sarah.
Thanks for having us, Sinead. So in 2020, IUE Connect Plus was able to expand to the Westmoreland and Gold Coast regions. So for a number of years, we've been operating in the Brisbane North and South regions of Southeast Queensland. So now we have the opportunity to cover the whole of Southeast Queensland, which is an excellent opportunity for us.
Nice. And Lizzie, kind of tell me, what was 2020 like for you guys? I mean, I know we were isolating and working from home, and IUIH was very flexible for that. But what did that look like for you?
Yeah, look, it was a different sort of setup for me, especially working from home. But in saying that, it didn't stop me from still reaching out to clients' community and still working virtually with the team. So it was a new kind of platform for me working. But in saying that, we got lots of feedback from the community saying that it was really good to have access to a program and team where they could still get some services given the restrictions as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing for me was I learned that, and I know you guys, no day is the same, but I learned to just take it one day at a time and just focus on that day and then get through that day, and then I'll tune into Facebook or wherever Anastasia was making her updates and go from there. But yeah, I don't know. For that, I'm kind of taking that into 2021 as well. Is there anything you guys are, Sarah, taking that you learned from 2020 that you want to definitely bring with you into 2021?
So I guess with the expansion geographically with the program, we have seen growth in the areas that we haven't connected with as much before with the program. So really connecting with the hospital health services in Westmoreland and Gold Coast regions,
nice,
which has been an excellent opportunity for the program. So yeah, I guess we've left 2020 in the past. We're focusing on 2021, and we're really excited to connect with mob in Southeast Queensland and make sure that people are connecting with the care that they need.
And Lizzie, has there anything kind of changed with, I guess, the way you connect with people? I mean, I know a lot went online these days, but what was that looking like for you?
Yeah, it meant that, like, with working, so it wasn't face-to-face, it was more over the phone. So for some people, that was, they'd prefer face-to-face.
Yes. We
still did some home visits, but in saying that, we kind of limited them because, restrictions, and because sometimes the patients themselves weren't well, so we didn't want to make them feel as though that we would be imposing on them as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think you don't want people just randomly rocking up at your door, and you need to have that communication constantly. And I know with Mob that if you don't tell them, and you don't tell them a few times, we forget too as well with everyone. But last week was on the 26th of January was the inaugural National Day for Thanks for Essential Workers, announced by the Prime Minister, which was, you know, huge. And we always got to, I guess, we now have to think a bit more about our, you know, things, people like cleaners and those who really had to step up during the pandemic, that we never really pat them on the back enough last year. But I guess what is important, Sarah, to you, for you to acknowledge about your team and what they did last year?
So within the team itself, we have nurse care coordinators and social health care coordinators. So last year we grew within the team dramatically. So in response to geographically growing, so nice. Wanting to connect more. And that gave us the opportunity to really reach out to more people. So, big thanks to everyone in the team for stepping up. So Lizzie was actually in another position within the Institute and came across to the IUE Connect Plus team. And that was an excellent opportunity. I think, Lizzie, if you want to talk about that at all, to be able to use your nursing skills more. And be able to connect with Mob more as well. So did you want to yarn about that at all, or?
Yeah. So it was, I originally started with IUIH doing research with kids and ears. So when COVID started, it was kind of the research had stopped, and then the position for nurse care coordinator came up. So it still meant that I was able to use my nursing skills because, I worked really hard for them. And it was, I graduated in July 2017.
Where did you go to study nursing?
I went to TAFE.
Oh, nice. Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so that was 2 years working part-time, 2 jobs. Life, family,
juggling a bit,
studying. It was hard, but I had the support of my husband and family, so that was good. And then after I graduated I went into community aged care nursing, and then started with IUIH in research. And then it was June last year that I started with Connect. It was being able to still use my nursing skills probably more now than I did even with doing the research. Skills, working up them skills, using qualifications that I worked really hard for, nursing especially, but also broadening my skills as well.
And so, shout out to all our nurses. I know I wanted to be a nurse for like a second, and then I realized there's a lot of, I wasn't too fan of blood. So I was like, that's not good to have when becoming a nurse. But there's a lot of aged care workers as well, and nurses throughout my family. I think my nan went back to aged care on Palm Island when she was 50 and retired at the age of 60. So shout out to all our nurses and all those who help out with their aged care. What inspired you, to get that qualification with nursing?
Oh, look, my mum.
As they always do, they inspire us so much. And it's not always easy to talk about, but yeah, mum's like, I get ya. No, yeah, we can yarn about that later, Lizzie. That's all good. But Sarah, I guess handing over to you, we've talked a lot about IUIH Connect Plus. Can you tell me a little bit about the fundamentals of the program and what it does?
Yeah, so one thing I've neglected to say that we did put into action last year was our operational hours change. So we are available 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week. We're available a lot of the time.
Almost all
if
around
you call
the clock.
Outside of those times, leave a message and we'll get back to you. So I think the main message I'd like to get through today is that we're a connection service. So if you're going in and out of hospital or you're seeing the GP or anything's happening in your life at the moment and you need some assistance or support or you just want to reach out to someone who might point you in the right direction, give us a call. It's a 1-800 number. So we'll probably say that a couple of times today too. So it's 1-800-254-354. And one of our friendly intake officers or care coordinators will be on the other line. And they're a wonderful bunch of people. And they'll have a yarn with you about what's happening and connect you with someone. So if they're not sure, they'll find out and they'll get back to you.
Nice.
So I guess we offer a broad range of services, but we are a connection service. So we do have allied health in our team as well, so occupational therapist, which is really important for people who are coming out of hospital. Sometimes they might need some medical aids or equipment, walking sticks or crutches or things like that, that we can make sure that you've got access to those before you leave hospital or when you're out in community as well. We work closely with the nurses in the hospitals as well and the social workers in the hospital as well to make sure that your journey from hospital to home is as smooth as possible as well.
And so I know there's a lot of different services and I feel like you guys are our Buzz Lightyears. You go above and beyond for all of us all the time. And so what
to
exactly...
infinity and beyond.
Yeah, that's right. To the hospital and beyond. But what exactly does it do for MOB? So in that sense of, I guess it's not just, you know, we're trying to look holistically for the whole family and it's not just hospital, hospital, hospital. What exactly, I guess, does above and beyond look like for you guys?
Yeah, and I know Lizzie's got some great examples that she's been able to walk alongside clients with. And as a manager, I get to hear them and I get to meet people and it fills your heart up really, really big because it isn't just supporting the client or the patient who's receiving care. It's the whole family. And just also let you guys know that it's there's no age limit to accessing the program as well. So we do work with the Queensland Children's Hospital for children and also, all the way through to our elders as well. So, I guess, Lizzie, do you have a story you'd like to share of someone you've yarned with the program?
Yeah. So this client was referred to us really to get some help with some wound care.
Okay.
But finding out later, like after having that yarn with her, she needed more than wound care. She needed help in finding some, like navigating really the services, health services in the community. So it was linking her in with the home support team, the IUIH home support team, to get her assessed. And the client now has a home care package that can help pay for...
And can you explain what a home care package is?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. So the home support team do an assessment and that's just really...
looking at what you need.
Looking at what you need clinically and also what you need to help you stay at home as well, maintain your independence, and then... referring on to other providers, service providers in the community, like for cleaning, for transport, for physio, allied health as well. And then, and also like meal preparation.
Nice.
Like, yeah, what your family did, like with aged care, you know, working in the community too. So it was, so getting that assessment done for her, I guess, was the first point to see that she would get the nursing services to help her at home with the wound care.
And I think a lot of our programs are just about empowering our mob to look after themselves and their own family and, you know, linking. It's so awesome to see all the other services like, you know, counselling and I always say food is medicine. So whenever I'm not eating right, I know just my mind isn't exactly doing what I want it to do. So, yeah, shout out to you guys for doing all that sort of stuff. But I guess Was there any changes that you guys had to do, particularly with how you service and connect to Mob during the pandemic? And I guess, how did you keep your own staff and your own team safe during those times?
So I guess one of the responses, and everyone was really quick to act, which was awesome to
Deadly.
See. And
yeah.
But working with food banks, so we were able to access food hampers and make
nice.
Sure that people had access to food, and also cleaning kits as well. So we made sure our clients, especially those with chronic diseases, had access so they could stay home and be safe during that time as
mm-hmm.
well. And self-care was a huge thing that we talked about as a team.
Nice.
And definitely something as health professionals that, yeah, the team, they care so much. And I have to remind them every now, make sure they care about themselves.
Yes.
And take that time out to, yeah, rest and recuperate as well, because it was a stressful time. Yeah, there was a lot of uncertainty at points, but the team responded really well during the time. So, and they're still responding really well to the ebbs and flows of what is, yeah, life in the day of an IUE Connect Plus team member. So,
yeah, and for anyone who's just tuning in, this is the Deadly Choices radio show. I'm with Lizzie and Sarah, the IUE Health Connect Plus team, and we're just talking about looking after ourselves, making sure we recover just as much as we, you know, get on top of the things that we need to do for ourselves and our families. So I guess what are the kind of the things you did to look after yourself during the pandemic, I guess, outside of work as well?
Yeah, so one other thing that's probably worth mentioning is the team are really supportive of each other. They have yarns as well about, you know, things that pop up and ways we can improve different connections that we're making for people. So that's one way we go about making sure that we're checking in with each other to make sure everyone's going as well as can be.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one thing we noticed was people were potentially more active a little bit when they got told they couldn't leave, but they could only leave for exercise. So we did see a lot of people out and about. So, yeah, making sure at least getting hopefully a little stroll around the block if you can every day.
And Lizzie, I guess we talked a lot about connection. How did you kind of, I guess, nurture that cultural connection with the clients and with the community whilst, I guess, not having that face-to-face?
Yeah, look, in the beginning it was a bit of a struggle for me, especially because I hadn't done the phone, over the phone connection
mm-hmm.
before. It was more face-to-face. But yeah, it was firstly telling them that I am Torres Strait Islander.
Yeah, that introduction is so important in our community.
Exactly. And I think that was then, you know, that made them feel as though they felt comfortable
mm-hmm.
enough.
There's an understanding there, I think, that just throws down the walls really quickly.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I might not sound like it sometimes over the phone, but, you know, get me started.
I say that's my phone voice. It's a bit different. It's a bit different to my yarning voice.
Get me started and, yeah. But, yeah, so I think that was my starting point, was telling them who I was.
And I think it also, once you build that relationship, you build that trust.
Mm.
And there's not always, particularly in our community with that healthcare, that trust has not always been the best. It has to be to get the proper health we need. So I think, yeah, just not pushing them into the systems alone, but walking side by side, as you said before, is really important to me. And I know if my nan didn't have my mum to kind of hold her hand and guide her through that, she probably wouldn't go to as many appointments as she should. So, yeah, it's a big kind of, I guess, how is that important for you?
Yeah, look, while I'm wanting to, connect them into services, I still want to make sure that it's services they want to, they want to be able to be included in
mm-hmm.
too. So it's services that they know what they're doing. Like they know what they're the sort of services that they're going into.
Yeah.
They know what sort of help they'll get. So because that then gives them that empowerment so that they'll know, then they'll have that, I guess, that informal consent to to continue.
And the expectation too, right? That's huge. And whatever I always say, you know, stepping into any room is going to make you a bit nervous. But if you have that real expectation, it just kind of takes that nerves and puts them to the back of your mind. And I always say you can't put a price on health. There's no reason why we should neglect it in any way. If you are, you can't really live life if you're not looking after yourself right. So, I think that's important, that understanding just before we walk into those doors that we haven't walked in to before.
And it's also, just reassuring them that we're here with them. We're not here for them. I mean, we're not going to put down a list of things that they need to do. It's actually working with them to make sure that's what they want to do.
Yeah, awesome.
And giving them that, empowering them too, you know, advocating for them as well. So if they feel like they're not sure, or they feel like, I've tried that before.
Yeah, it wasn't a great experience before.
I'm here now. Can we try it again? And they go,
Okay, Lizzie, we'll do it if you say so.
Even just to have a yarn about, the medical jargon that you might come across you're in hospital, just to have someone to connect to go, oh, what did the doctor mean when they said this? Or, and connecting with the staff in the hospital as well to make sure that when you are receiving care, you know what they're saying and what that means as well, so you can make a decision about what you would like. So
that's right, because I've had some patients who just didn't know don't know that there are any sort of services or programs in the community that they can access.
Absolutely.
Just because they don't understand the system, or, they're told like medical jargon and they're going, what is that?
Yeah, turn off.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. So us being there is, and just reassuring them that it's okay.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many services that have different faces. And I think the beautiful thing about IUH Connect is there's one face there, and then that we can connect them to all these different services, and they only get to see, that one face, but also come back to that middle ground, to that balance. Any advice for, I guess, our other essential workers who we send our clients to, our community to, and, that they can kind of make that connection a bit easier or better for our people?
Yeah, I guess it's just having that yarn with them, and just asking them, I guess, what they know about their health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's the big one, because sometimes they don't understand.
And we don't know what we don't know, right?
Yeah. So it's asking them, firstly, do they understand what their health means to them? Do they understand how important it is for them? And then if they're not sure, then, let them know about Connect Plus Team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd add to that maybe and just say to listen and to maybe listen to what is not being said as well. Make that time as much as you have to make that connection yourself with who's in front of you and also their family as well, so you can build a better understanding of what care you can provide and the best way you can do that.
Yeah, listen, I think, at the end of the day, we're the ones who live in our bodies, so we kind of know best of how we're feeling. I think one of the best experiences I had was one of the doctors got to know where I was from, which is huge for our community, and he asked me about a bike track up in Townsville. I had no idea. I don't bike. I try and stay away from the bikes when they're near the road and they stress me out a little bit, but the idea that he just kind of wanted to know my information and my knowledge, I think it definitely broke down walls, which I think that's what Connect Plus is all for, right? So I guess, is there anything about the experience from last year and this year that you guys would like to share, or, maybe perhaps the referral process? And I hear you guys kind of talking about word of mouth and community members coming to the Connect Plus team and asking for help or a bit more information. So I guess how can mob out there get referred to or learn a bit more about IUH Connect Plus?
Definitely. So it's as simple, hopefully, as calling the 1-800 number. So 1-800-254-354. So for anything and everything that you want to be connected to, just give us a yell and we'll have a yarn and go from there.
And also there's a website, www.connect.iuih.org.au/. So open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And thank you, ladies, Lizzie and Sarah, for coming in and having a yarn with me today. Before I let you go, I'll get a deadly choice off you guys. And I know you've been thinking about it. My deadly choice, for example, is sleep. I'm trying to get those 8 hours and trying to wear myself out in the day so I can be restful and re-energized for the next day. But Sarah, what's your deadly choice for 2021?
So for 2021, I'm going to try, and now it's on air, so it has to happen, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to try and take up yoga again.
Nice.
So yeah, it's an awesome way to really get in touch and listen to your body as well. So I think that's one thing that I encourage people connecting with IUE Connect Plus is when you are in receiving healthcare, really listen to your body and let people know. And if you can't say it yourself, get somebody near you to advocate for you to make sure you get the care that you need.
Yeah, there's always services out there who are paid to do this work and connect us. So just put your hand up, ask the question and keep going. Lizzie, what's your deadly choice for this year?
Yeah, I'm going to try. Well, no, sorry. I will now. I said it. I'm going to do more time for self-care.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, so this year I'm going to work on, I started doing exercise for the first time in a long time during the, you know, COVID.
Us to think about it didn't it?
Anyway, so it was good. Actually, it was good to start that up again. Find more time for self-care. I can look out for my family, my kids and...
That good old airplane analogy, if you don't put your face mask on first, you can't help anyone else. But I know for me, self-care is like I'll skip a day or skip 2 days and I'm like, damn, 3 days later and I haven't done anything for me. So every day is so important. 10, 15 minutes a day, you know, that's a small glimpse of a moment in the day. But before we let you go, because we're on 98.9 for the best country. Now, I know, Lizzie, you're a girl from Cairns, so I know the mob up there love their country. Do you got any requests for me today?
Yes. It was a hard one, but I'm going to go with Charlie Pride.
Yes, Charlie Pride, one of the greatest and latest to ever sing that country music that we all love. Kiss an Angel Good Morning is the go-to?
Kiss an Angel Good Morning, yep, let's do that one.
Yeah, that's my Christmas track. So shout out to Charlie. We love him. So, yeah, thank you, ladies, for coming in and having a yarn today.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Cheers.
Chance to meet some old friends on the street. They wonder, how does a man get to be this way?
Deadly Choices Radio. A show encouraging mob to make healthy choices, from stop smoking, eating good food, exercising daily, and getting a health check for themselves and their family. Featuring Deadly Choices ambassadors, the Healthy Lifestyle Mob, and many more. So tune in to Deadly Choices after 6 p.m. each Wednesday and on demand at 98.9fm.com.au.